The Moose Jaw Ice saw their run at the Softball Canada U17 National Championship come to an end on Saturday night with a loss in their second game of the medal round. Facing the BC champion Surrey Storm, the Ice kept things close early but couldn't keep the momentum going, dropping an 8-1 decision in 5 innings. It was still a solid showing for the local crew in Saskatoon, as they finished in the top 8 out of 24 of the best U17 girls fastball teams in Canada. That included a 3-2 record in the round robin, where they took a 4-3 win over Manitoba's Central Energy, fell 5-4 to the PEI Whitecaps, defeated the Calgary Kaizen Black 7-0 and Cloverdale, BC Fury 8-7 before dropping a 6-4 decision to the Whitby, Ont. Eagles in their final round-robin game. The Ice thought they were off to the consolation round on Friday night, but the tiebreakers broke their way and saw them land in the medal round instead. There, Moose Jaw won their first contest 7-6 over Team Quebec before running into the Storm. That contest saw a one-run game through the first 3 innings, with Surrey holding a 2-1 edge thanks to an Ice run in the top of the 3rd inning. Aubrey Clark and Macy Litzenberger hit back-to-back one-out singles to get things started, and Cadence Colburn would force an error at short to bring home Clark with their lone run. That was the end of the good news for Moose Jaw, though, as Surrey put up 3 runs in the 4th to lead 5-1 and invoked the 7-run mercy rule with 3 more runs in the 5th. The Ice had 6 hits in the game, with Litzenberger going 2-for-3 as the only player with more than one hit. While Moose Jaw had been clean in the field much of the tournament, errors played a role in the outcome on Saturday. Hope McLeod got the start for the Ice and allowed 5 runs on 8 hits over 3 2/3 innings of work, with only 2 of those runs earned. Ava Unser finished things off, allowing 3 runs, 2 earned on 3 hits and a pair of walks while getting 2 outs in the 5th.